With a look at your sports this morning, I'm sports director Travis Krenz. Top Atlanta Braves prospect Vaughn Grisham homeward in his major league debut to lead Atlanta to an 8-4 win last night over the Boston Red Sox. Grisham was called up earlier in the day from AA. The 21-year-old hit the first pitch he saw in the seventh inning over the Green Monster as Atlanta completed a two-game sweep of the Red Sox. Boston, they've now lost 4 in a row and 6 of their past 7. Seattle's Carlos Santana snapped an 0-for-17 slump yesterday with a go-ahead 2-run home run as the Mariners. They score 3 runs in the 7th inning to defeat the Yankees 4-3. The Yankees, they've lost 8 of their past 10. In the loss, Aaron Judge hit his Major League leading 45th home run for New York. The other New York team, they continue to roll as the Mets beat Cincinnati 10-2. Francisco Lindor scored 3 times for the Mets. That ties the team record as Lindor scored a run in 13 consecutive games. The Mets, they've won 6 in a row. The Padres, they defeat the Giants in a wild one yesterday 13-7 as San Diego would score 6 runs in the 3rd inning and then 7 more in the 6th. All 7 runs in the 6th inning would come with 2 outs. Kansas City rookie MJ Melendez, he would hit a tie-breaking home run in the 7th inning. That would send Kansas City past the White Sox 8-3. Chicago, they're now 2.5 games behind Cleveland in the AL Central, despite being just 1 game over 500. One of the hotter teams in baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies. They defeat Miami yesterday 4-3 with 3 runs in the 8th inning. Phillies, they've won 7 in a row, 12 of their past 13, as they're 41-19 since June 1st. They've now got a hold of that second wild card spot in the National League. Some college news. Notre Dame athletic director Jake Swarbrick says that the upcoming Big Ten television contract with NBC is a perfect way for the network to complement its deal with Notre Dame. Swarbrick held a live chat for Notre Dame's Alumni Association yesterday. He addressed the recent developments with the Big Ten expansion and how that could impact Notre Dame's ability to remain a football independent. The Big Ten is moving towards a media rights contract with not only NBC, but also with Fox and CBS. NBC, they've had exclusive rights to broadcast Notre Dame home games for the past 31 years. And Swarbrick says that to NBC having more college football will only help promote Notre Dame football games. And Mitchell Colonel boys and girls soccer, they kick off their season at home tomorrow afternoon versus Harrisburg. Colonel girls soccer, they'll play at 4 o'clock, followed by the boys game at 6. Both of those games tomorrow at Joe Quintal Field, the first soccer games here for Mitchell this season. For more sports, check out our website at KORNradio.com. I'm Travis Krenz.